to Stars, Stones, and Stories. I am your host, Rama, and together we are weaving ancient future wisdom as we birth the new earth. If you're into astrology, cosmology, living mythology, earth-based spirituality, and ancestral healing, you are home. If you've stumbled upon this podcast and are new to these topics, this is Sovereign Sanctuary to expand and deepen your wisdom. As a cosmic priestess, I witness many at the threshold of great transformation. I specialize in astrological divination, sacred site activations, and priestess arts for the Aquarian Age. You may learn more about my work and budding mystery school at earthseedtemplearts.com or follow Earthseed Temple Arts on Instagram. This community is your opportunity to claim your story, your unique identity and power, knowing that you are the hero of your own journey. You are a hologram for the collective, and you matter. The world needs your gifts and creativity now, more than ever. Crystallize your medicine. O great ancient ones, great ancestors, we call to you. May you hear the voices of your descendants traversing through time and space. We humbly ask for your support, your wise medicine ways, and your genius solutions in these times. Dear ancestors, we wish to partner with you, for we know we cannot do this alone. As we traverse the mystery, we ask that you, our starry ancestors, are with us each breath of the way. May we have clarity of mind and crystalline vision to see through the dark. May we walk our paths of high holy truth, as that is what is needed now more than ever. And so it is. Welcome to episode 108 of Stars, Stones, and Stories. 108 has a very significant stance from the Vedic technology, representing the totality of the cosmos and all of divine creation. When distilled to a singular number, we get the number 9, representing completion and wisdom. Here we are in this month of April, between eclipses. The moon is waning. It is currently in Pisces and soon to be in Aries, with the rebirth of a lunar cycle coinciding with a total solar eclipse that will be moving through North America. In this episode, we are going to explore what all of this means around this eclipse and some of the themes of the astrology of April. There is so much happening in this month. We're all feeling it. This is the year of the dragon. It is a year to really anchor into your sovereignty, into your divinity, and your inner authority, which dragons represent all of these concepts. So I've called this episode Quantum Alchemy, and I encourage you in this eclipse portal to play with the concept of moving beyond time. I'm going to speak to eclipses in general in this episode, and I have a special invitation for you as we culminate this episode, where you can receive an even more thorough and deeper transmission of this particular eclipse in a complimentary offering that is going to be outside of Star, Stones, and Stories. Also, every eclipse, I offer a special eclipse celestial ceremony. We will be gathering on Monday, for the duration of the eclipse from 11:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time to 5 p.m. And we will meet online. This is a global offering, so you can come in wherever you are on Earth. I have very limited space for people who want to come in person in Appalachia. And these celestial ceremonies are very profound. There's a lot of deep meditation that happens, praying, chanting, ancestral healing, journaling. And we're going to be utilizing this portal through the eclipse and our collective healing. So if you're looking for something sacred to engage in during this eclipse, the solar eclipse celestial ceremony is the perfect offering for you. You can learn more about it and sign up at earthseedtemplearts.com. Rhythm and ritual are very important for our lives. And I think a lot of us have gotten off rhythms and we're creating new rhythms and we're finding our way. And I just encourage you to be so compassionate and patient with yourself because you're going through a lot of changes. Collectively, we're going through changes we've never experienced here on Earth as far as any of us have been alive. We have a great shift into the age of air. We've been in an Earth age since the late 1700s. This is something you've heard me speak about over time through star stones and stories, specifically when we had the great conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn meeting up at the first degree of Aquarius on winter solstice of 2020. Now that Pluto has come into Aquarius, and by the end of this year, Pluto will be settling into Aquarius until 2044. We also have Sedna shifting from Taurus back into Gemini at the end of April. And so as these outer planets are shifting from Earth signs into air signs, it is very much affecting how we relate to one another on Earth. And it is why we're seeing an increase of technology and an increase in space and what is in the sky. As mentioned, eclipse season is in effect throughout the month of April, and you can expect to experience a great metamorphosis within your personal life. I've crafted Eclipse Empowerment, a very affordable mini course, so that you may thrive amidst this time of great transformation. Mercury, the planet of communication and our ability to think, write, express ourselves, affecting all forms of travel, is retrograde for the majority of this month. Therefore, you are encouraged to be diligent about the ways you express yourself and be patient as you move through your days. Schedules may shift dramatically, therefore it is better to keep your calendar spacious and stay cool and calm as a Mercury retrograde in Aries, in the midst of an Aries total solar eclipse, can create a lot of chaos. We've been in a time of radical chaos for many months now. And the powers that were love to keep us stirred up, love to keep the collective anxiety high and keep people on edge because there's a lot of power in confusion. And so you're invited to stay calm and to continue to come into your heart. Being within the realm of the heart and within your seat of compassion is going to serve you exponentially in this month of April, but also for the entirety of 2024 and this year of the dragon. Now, this month, we have a number of other important cosmic alignments. On the 10th of April, we have Mars and Saturn meeting up in Pisces. From traditional astrology, these are two malefic planets, meaning they often bring destruction and anger and sometimes war, conflict, unrest. Now they are coming together in the sign of Pisces, and we're already seeing a lot of turmoil in the collective around God and religion. As we know, politics and religion have been great ways to keep people separate over the history of humanity. And the divide and conquer tactic continues to reveal itself in a multitude of ways. And one of the most powerful things we can do as humans in these times is to anchor deep into the space of the heart, to open up a field of compassion, and to be willing to sit and listen to others, particularly to listen to others who have opposing views. Here in the United States, it really feels like we're on the brink of a civil war, a collective cultural war. Ultimately, it does not have to be this way. One of the most profound things we could all do is open our hearts and hear opposing views, hear from people who we completely disagree with. So I speak to this because Mars and Saturn in Pisces very much connect to the divine realm of religion, of spirituality, of God, of goddess. I feel that this conjunction can play out in a number of disruptive ways. So the more you can stay anchored in your heart over the next week, the more you will help to be of service for the entire collective reality. Jupiter and Uranus will marry in Taurus on the 20th of April, bringing about robust, unexpected possibilities and miracle wisdom from the heavens. However, you want to beware of excess on all fronts. Monitor where your energy flows and take time to refill your cup as needed. And then on the 27th of the month, Sedna aligns into the sign of Gemini, where she will traverse until 2067. This alignment speaks to our collective cultural renaissance and the impacts of artificial intelligence. Sedna dives into the depth of loss, ensuring that when we as humans are willing to let go of that which is no longer serving, an unimagined adaptation unearths within this process of surrender. Now, this Mercury retrograde period really opened up on the 19th of March when Mercury entered the shadow of the retrograde at 15 degrees 59 arc minutes Aries. Mercury went retrograde on the 1st of April and will continue to retrograde until the 26th of April at 27 degrees 13 arc minutes, and will clear the shadow of this retrograde on the 13th of May. Mercury in Aries can be quite rash and intense and passionate and creative and pioneering and innovative. And so this is a time to be very curious about communication, to listen to people on a very deep level, and also to be forgiving, because people are likely to be blunt and say and do things that perhaps might be regrettable in the future. This entire journey opens up a space for you to attune to the potency of the invisible forces of nature, to open your inner ear and inner eye, to slow down all forms of communion and become more sensitive to the inherent magic at play. It's time to stop allowing the overculture to determine your worth. Life is truly a miracle, and you are limitless. The total solar eclipse marries the Sun, Moon, North Node, Chiron, Eris, and Mercury retrograde in Aries, while squaring Ceres in Capricorn. This eclipse will have a strong impact on each individual and their expression and concerns around freedom, instinct, exploration, and resources. The Emperor is an archetypal frequency that represents the universal principle of power and leadership as the pioneer and the visionary. And when we look to the Emperor within the tarot, quite often, bumblebees weave with the Emperor to remind you that sustained leadership requires ocular or oracular vision. The union of the mind, heart, and spirit are necessary for strategy, And the double phoenix that quite often appears on the Emperor's shield inspires you to ride the waves of this transformation. So here are some affirmations for this month of metamorphosis. I give wisely and I receive wisely. I value the healing power of beauty, harmony, and love. I thrive in leadership positions where I model ideas and feelings that are equally honored and respected. Now, as you know, we are in the year of the dragon since the Aquarius new moon in February of this year. And one thing you may not know is that eclipses in many traditions are connected with dragon energy or serpents and DNA. We can utilize our sacred sounds, our words, our language to open up portals, to open up new realities. And eclipses also offer quantum time tunnels that are evolutionary and to help you grow in profound ways. An image that has been coming to me quite a lot in this eclipse portal is that symbol of the Vesica Pisces. If you've been to Avalon, to Glastonbury, England, to the Chalicewell Gardens, you've seen the Vesica Pisces on the lid of the chalice well. And this is a beautiful symbol that represents Hierosgamos, that represents the sacred marriage of the divine feminine and the divine masculine. You've seen me use this symbol in various points of time and space through Earthsea Temple Arts, and you will find it as the cover art for this episode. It is important for you to hear that there are upstanding, high-value, noble men and noble women in our world, on our earth, in incarnation at this time. There are a multitude of people of principle with high values who will make the greatest sacrifice for the Grail mysteries and the greater good of all of humanity. And we must know that wherever there are forces of darkness, there are forces of light, and unfortunately, vice versa. We live on a polarity planet. There is a lot of duality, polarity. We cannot have the light without shadow, and vice versa. When we come into the time of an eclipse, which I call an eclipse season or an eclipse portal, you've heard me speak about this over the years many, many times. If you're new here to Star Stones and Stories, you can very easily search back into other episodes roughly 6 months apart, and you will find other episodes on the eclipses, and you can learn that way if you're new to eclipses. Although I honestly recommend the shortcut of just investing in Eclipse Empowerment, a mini course I crafted. It's $25. It's like the cost of a cup of coffee for every day of learning, and you'll receive beautiful information that is going to assist you to really know how these eclipses work. What happens in one of these gateways is that a passageway of prophecy is opened around the human cycles of time, of spiritual evolution, of political strategies. And when we are in the moment of an eclipse season, there is this destined quality that humanity will undergo an enormous cyclic shift. So we can connect an eclipse to a great cosmic wheel of time where lunar time and solar time tunnel together like a beautiful spiral or a wormhole itself, a galactic gateway. These galactic gateways, again, are very much connected to the energy of the dragon's head and the dragon's tail. They are gateways of light, solar light and lunar light and galactic light. For each one of us on Earth, whether we're conscious of it or not, we are here to go through some process of transformation. In an eclipse portal, the sensation of this cosmic wheel of time and space, as one considers the micro and the macro, it is like these time tunnels are moving within you and around you. And this is why humans tend to get more amplified and interesting in an eclipse portal. This is why things can feel quite intense. Another quality to eclipses is that timelines literally can shift through the spiraling tunnels of lunar and solar time. This particular total solar eclipse that we will be experiencing in just a few days is a very important time to call upon the divine mother frequency, the celestial Ma, the Terra Gaia, Mother Sophia frequency of the Earth herself and all of creation. And you are invited to remember how your body temple is the micro within the macro. How you may thrive within an eclipse portal is by recognizing that these eclipses open you and your life to new portals and to new dimensions, new possibilities. And they occur when these dragon's head and tail, which are astrological points known as the nodes of the moon, when they are conjunct either the sun or the moon itself. This can occur when a node is conjunct the new moon and the sun, known as a solar eclipse, or when the node is conjunct the full moon, known as a lunar eclipse. And these are potent portals. They work together as a unit, moving in 18 to 19 year cycles with threads of stories that can continue past 2 years, 18 years, 36 years, 54 years, 72, and so on and so on and so on. The Babylonians were the first astrologers to track these cycles, which are called sorrow cycles, which, as one looks at, they are like broad strokes on the canvas painted that can run over 1,000 years. So what we experience in our lives is only a mere blink of an eye compared to the storyline that is running through an entire eclipse cycle. And I think that this is really important to know because there's so much we don't fully understand about eclipses. They are literally the bearers of these cosmic stories, these mythological stories that go beyond your incarnation and my incarnation and so on. Now, these nodes of the moon are not physical astronomical bodies. They're points in space that are like a vortex of energy. And because they're like a vortex of energy, it does suggest that they're carrying a cosmic meaning. Vedic astrology has done a much better job making sense of all of this. And it is in the Vedas we can find that direct connection to the cosmic dragon, which is like the mother of all serpents. And just like a serpent sheds its skin, so does a dragon with massive deaths and births. I have a snake. He has been shedding like mad over the last month. It's like I thought he was done shedding, and then he did a whole new shed. I'm shedding. I've been shedding since my Uranus opposition began last July. I just speak to this because, you know, we as women who have functioning uteruses are shedding with the cycles of the moon. And it is very symbolic of a snake shedding its skin. I think we tend to think of ourselves as so separate or different from serpents and dragons, and we have a lot of buried fear in our psyches around serpents and around dragons. However, as an astrologer, I do think that there is something profound to explore within the frequency of the serpent and of the dragon. Now, I want to give the caveat, I do not practice Vedic astrology. I work with Western astrology, an alchemical blend of modern and ancient techniques. I am certified in traditional astrology, and I lean heavily upon traditional astrology, but I also use a lot of modern places in space, like asteroid goddesses and outer planets, and so on. The North Node represents where the moon crosses the ecliptic from south to north, and this is the dragon's head, the path of Dharma, essentially where you learn to fly by falling, a space of great spiritual growth and integration. Often feels quite awkward, and it is the place of the wild unknown. This is where timelines may dramatically switch during an eclipse and where time can literally speed up. Whereas the south node or the descending node is known as the moon's path from a northerly to southerly celestial latitude. It is the path of karma, our gifts, the shadow, where things feel familiar and also where you can get stuck because of that familiarity. The south node is the path of least resistance. It is the memory of how you utilized your knowledge and skills in the past. It is, in many ways, your connection to the Akashic records. Eclipses are bringers of truth. Truths that you need to see, to know, to feel, despite how uncomfortable the results may be. And many ancient cultures have regarded eclipses with fear, as they often brought disasters and difficulty. In fact, many indigenous peoples around the world have a practice of being sheltered during an eclipse and to be in deep meditation or ceremony. When we look at collective history, eclipses have often marked major events, from births to deaths to beginnings and endings, and with eclipses come unexpected shifts or turn of events. Now, generally speaking, lunar eclipses are more focused on endings, and solar eclipses are more focused on new beginnings. That being said, because we're in a portal of time, beginnings and endings can transpire at any point in an eclipse season. Eclipse seasons are complex in their connection with time. As nothing is certain, they are wild card events, and it is really hard to predict how things will pan out in an eclipse season. That being said, most people often feel energetically taxed or overwhelmed during an eclipse season because there's a ramping up of collective energy. We can also feel quite inspired or excited, and many new beginnings are seeded in eclipses. So I want to be clear, eclipses are not negative times of our lives. They're profound times. And you will not experience every eclipse season in the same way. It really depends on how that eclipse is lining up within your own chart and other factors in your life. I do think it's important that you take note of an eclipse season, because within that season, there is a headline. There is insight as to what is coming for you in the era ahead. and also what you will be experiencing in your cultural sphere. The events that take place near the time of any eclipse will often serve as an announcement of the cultural, political, and economic issues that will be explored over the coming months or years. And as you deepen your knowledge of astrology, you will see how complex the workings of these energies are, much like a symphonic masterpiece. As the pattern of light is disrupted during an eclipse, there's an opportunity to exercise free will and sway the tides of transformation. The empires of the past and the present utilize astrology to their advantage and power. We now live in an age where there are no more secrets, as each human being is becoming more and more sensitive and subtle. You will discover practices to support you through any eclipse season within Eclipse Empowerment. In addition, you're invited to join in the unique and special celestial ceremonies that I offer for the duration of the precise moment of each eclipse, and you will find these at earthseedtemplearts.com. For now, know that anytime you're engaged in deep meditation, you may access a super conscious state in the astral plane where time does not exist. In that state, you may offer your own neutral mind prayers for peace, stability, health, and wealth for each human being on the planet. The power of your prayer is infinite. The Great North Total American Solar Eclipse will have a grand effect on all of the Americas. As the United States is considered one of the world's superpowers, and this is an election year for nearly half of the Earth's population, whatever happens on the global stage around this eclipse will give clues to what is coming in October of 2024. Now I'm going to say something pretty controversial here, and that is, don't gaze into the eclipse. Not even with those glasses. I repeat, beware of standing outdoors and staring directly into the eclipse. This is not in any way recommended, and I'm going to share a little bit about why in this episode. Now, I know some of you are not going to want to hear what I have to say, and I just need to be real with you. I really am here to stand for truth and to bring consciousness to a higher elevation for all of us on Earth. Eclipses are potent, and they're wild cards. Anyone who has done deep spiritual practice knows that there's a time and a place to be humble. Eclipses are those times. It doesn't matter if you're the most influential magician from all of the galaxies. It's just not respectful to stare into an eclipse. There are a lot of nefarious forces out there that like to play with people, and eclipses are one of their favorite times. So it's kind of like giving into the Skeksis, so to speak. Now, at this particular eclipse, we've got the sun, the moon, the North Node, Chiron, Mercury retrograde, and Eris, and they're all in Aries, conjunct for this eclipse, and they're squaring Ceres and Capricorn. Ceres and Capricorn is being squared by the North Node in Aries and the South Node in Libra for all of 2024, which is definitely speaking to our collective resources. And this eclipse as a whole will have a strong impact on every individual, particularly around freedom of expression and the ability to move about, to explore, and to be in our instinctual nature. Now, here are a few quick tips to assist your journey through the eclipse portal. Drink lots of water. In fact, extra water is needed during eclipses. So when I say drink lots of water, I'm saying like 3 quarts a day, bare minimum. When feeling reckless, especially emotionally reckless, drink a tall glass of water and allow your mind to flush. Take 3 long deep breaths and let things shift within you. I guarantee you, if you feel like you're out of control and you drink a large glass of water and you take 3 long deep breaths, you will notice a shift. Cold showers and or cold plunges in nature's water is very beautiful. Long walks, dead sea salt baths or Epsom salt baths, turning off your electronic devices for at least an hour or more, preferentially for the entire night while you're sleeping, working with adaptogenic teas and nourishing herbal infusions, and allowing yourself to give gratitude for what is working. Because the majority of eclipse seasons will take something out of your life, and we can quite often feel grief around what is leaving our lives. One way to counteract that is to offer gratitude, even really simple gratitude for having food in your refrigerator, for having a refrigerator, for having running water and power. This is where we're going to talk about the unpopular ways of navigating an eclipse. I know that there's this phenomenon of gathering in large groups during eclipses and in doing retreats, in drinking beer and hanging out and partying and looking into the eclipse. I know it's really fun. Again, I just want to say I am committed to delivering astrological wisdom that is of service. I do not recommend gazing into an eclipse directly, nor do I recommend hosting a social event around an eclipse for any sort of unconscious gathering. If you are called to offer events during eclipses and they are of a ceremonial nature, I would encourage that you've spent years of devotion holding ceremonial spaces before you attempt to hold them during eclipses themselves. I am saying this to be of service to you and your own process. This is coming from someone who has been holding ceremonial spaces for people for decades. And I've been consciously holding ceremonial spaces during eclipses for 7 years now. Yes, 7 years. Technically 9 years. If I want to get into the nitty-gritty, I'd say 7. The reality is people are weird during eclipses. Everyone is weird. Eclipses are just strange. I mean, look at nature. Everything goes quiet. Like, we're all filled with water, and we're very much affected by the tides of the moon. This is physiological, and it is galactic science, so to speak. So you're invited to circle up in safe, sacred, holy spaces. And sometimes the best option for you will be in your own private container. Now, I do want to say there's a lot of astrologers out there, especially Western astrologers, that I don't think fully understand eclipses. There's a lot of spiritual thought leaders that will give you ideas and ways to work with eclipses that I think have good intentions, but are not truly learned in eclipses through history. If you hear someone urging you to work magically with the eclipse, to place your stones and your sacred relics into the path of the eclipse, to wield your powers with the eclipse, I would encourage you to refrain from moving forward with any of those activities. Again, if you study astrological history from a traditional standpoint, you will see that people have always warned to be extra humble during an eclipse portal. For instance, a well-known magical text instructs one to be aware of performing magic pertaining to any beneficial effects during an eclipse. Now, magic, real magic, is based within elemental wisdom. Natural law states that here on Earth, the sun and moon are connected to all vegetation and any body. Therefore, eclipses can cause permanent mutation and inadvertently alter the benefit from the good qualities and harm from the bad ones. Again, any eclipse is a wild card energy, and I believe that it is very, very challenging to harness the capacity of the eclipse in your favor. Even the most skilled shaman or wizard will struggle doing this, and in their wisdom and humility would not even attempt it. Another essential aspect of eclipses to consider is that there are malicious, powerful entities that utilize eclipses for their benefit, and these distortion forces are quite sophisticated at actually harnessing your magical mojo for their benefit in the eclipse. If you're enjoying this information, I've literally taken passages from Eclipse Empowerment for this episode because this eclipse is so significant for our collective reality, for all of 2024, and really for humanity moving forward. I just feel inspired that you are called to work with this eclipse in a conscious way. So I'm not sharing this information to scare you. I am not a superstitious person. I want you to feel empowered and informed. There is a lot of powerful magic you can weave in an eclipse, but it needs to come from prayer, from meditation, from chanting, from healing. Meditation is amplified during an eclipse and is very beneficial, as the actions taken during the precise time of an eclipse will be magnified for time to come. Profound layers of ancestral healing can occur while meditating during an eclipse. It has been proven through various scientific studies that the power of people, the power of prayer, when people come together, is greatly amplified in a unified field of meditation. I wish for you to imagine our power, our collective potency, as more and more people gather together and meditate during each eclipse portal, and how this will benefit all of humanity and all of our relations. During the actual time of the eclipse, from the first opening to the closing, it is ideal to be in meditation near or in a body of water. So if you're outdoors, being by water with your head covered will greatly protect you. And in the events that I hold in these eclipse celestial ceremonies, I always have a vessel of water present in the gatherings. And I pray with the water before people arrive, and I ask the water to pull the negative energies that come off all of us throughout the duration of the ceremony. And then after the ceremony is complete, I either offer that water to the earth or to my Shiva Lingam outdoors. And in either case, I say a prayer before I offer the water and ask that this water be received in a good way, in a medicine way, and that there is a transmutation process so that the earth and the Lingam may essentially read through the filaments and hear and know and see and feel how to make the adjustments and what exactly at that given moment we as humanity are working with in each eclipse portal. I really invite you to have a vessel of water with you when you are in an eclipse. I also do love wearing white natural fabrics, as it will expand your auric field and shield your physical body. For many, it can be really good to go through a liquid fast throughout the duration of the eclipse portal, and at the very least, drink large, vast amounts of water for the duration of the eclipse so you can just allow everything to flow and flush out of your body. I believe that when we gather in a humble and loving communal way during eclipses, that this living prayer protects us from any distortion frequencies. And there's just this potency when we lay down our egoic drives and come together with presence. I wish to offer you eclipse support as you spread your wings. And for any woman who lives or will be passing through Appalachia, You are cordially invited to the Aries Dark Moon Cosmic Council this Sunday, the 7th of April from 7 to 9:30 p.m. This will be in my temple home, and it is a lovely way to gather. We've been gathering in this way for over a decade. It's so powerful for women to come together on the night before the new moon. For anyone, anywhere in the world, you're invited to circle in the Eclipse Celestial Ceremony, which weaves yogic technology, ancestral healing, deep meditation, prayer, sound healing, and there's a few spaces left for the in-person option. Or you can meet online, and there are people who will come from all over the world. It's from 11:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I do not record these events. They are liminal, they are ephemeral, and they're meant to only be experienced in the moment. And that being said, if you can only come for a portion, you're welcome to bow in and out as your schedule aligns. Now, because this particular eclipse coming on Monday, the 8th of April, is so profound for everyone on Earth, I know it's visible through North America, but this impact will bring great waves across the world because we know that North America, particularly the United States, is one of the world's superpowers. The ramifications of what happens in the United States on and after this eclipse will affect the entire globe. And so because of that, I wish to invite all of you to go deeper with me in this eclipse. In the astrology of this eclipse, I'm going to offer the transmission that I usually only offer for the Ma Magic Inner Circle community. I'm going to gift that to all of you. If you want to go even deeper, you're going to need to go to the show notes and click the link in the bio that says join the Earth Seed Temple Arts community now. This is a complimentary invitation. You'll see when you click through the link, you'll see that there's various circles. There's a welcome circle. You can introduce yourself. There's a dragon treasure hunt that a number of us have been immersed in since the Behold the Dragon event I held in February. There's a section where you can learn more about my upcoming events, a Q&A section, a section about the latest podcast. The place you're going to want to click is Ma Magic, Time Travel with Your Astrology. And in there, in that portal, you will find a link to this extended transmission where we're going to go really deep into this particular eclipse, into the frequency of this Aries new moon, into some of the different measures we could say these distortion frequencies are attempting to work with, and the remedies I have to offer you. I will be giving clear guidance on what you can do, regardless of whether you circle up with us in the solar eclipse celestial ceremony or not. I'm going to give you some really powerful remedies to work with. We will experience and explore Chiron in Aries and how this alignment is very important for the duration of this solar eclipse and for the next month. We're going to go deep into the Nekhbet goddess and how you may work with her, in addition to other protocols that I've spent a good amount of time and research and prayer compiling just for you. I want to say this is a gift from me. It's many hours of research that I've been putting together. As I said, I normally only offer these transmissions for Ma Magic. And if you are in Ma Magic, you will continue to receive the transmission within our Ma Magic inner circle. I want to emphasize the reason why I want to gift you all in this way is because it is for all of humanity. It is for our collective liberation. The openings of the gateways of prophecies and the passageway of what is possible for our human family in this eclipse is truly magnificent. And I believe in us. I believe in you. I believe in our ancestors, and I believe in our descendants. I believe that you are a hologram for the collective. This is why I end every Starstones and Stories episode sharing this. These are not empty words for me. This is what has come from the depths of my heart and my truth. These grail mysteries weave through these Earthsea Temple Arts offerings for our collective liberation. Your soul came here to architect this new earth consciousness with these ancient future technologies to literally shift the timelines of Terra Gaia. And we do this by shifting the timelines within ourselves, by shifting our inner vision, by re-templating the cells of our body. And so some of what we're going to be doing in this solar eclipse celestial ceremony will be deep prayer, sound healing. We will go deep into meditation, at times meditating for 60 minutes straight, perhaps 2.5 hours. We will be working very closely with the divine feminine, the celestial Ma frequencies. And it's going to be a really beautiful portal. You're invited to circle up with us there, but at the very least, do step into the Earthsea Temple Arts community. It's a private space. It's far from social media. It's a way to network with like-minded people online. I've been devoted into our Ma Magic inner circle now for a number of years, and I will continue to nurture and nourish that space in all the ways. And I also want to grow this complementary online community, because I know a lot of us don't always feel safe in online portals. And this is a time where we do need to step into our courageous hearts and act from those places. And it is also important to have online communities that are intently stewarded in a way so that we can really get to know one another and be of support for one another in these times. And so with that, as we're shifting through the quantum time tunnels, again, beautiful one, I invite you to drop into your heart with the intention to activate this time travel device that lives within the four chambers of your heart, and to thread this time travel device into the great central sun of all suns, and allow that connection to purify your consciousness on this day as you listen to this transmission and as you take each step forward into this eclipse portal. Join us within the Earthsea Temple Arts community and link into this deeper transmission where we will explore the specifics of this total solar eclipse and the various protocols and remedies that I've crafted to support you for this journey. Thank you so much for circling up here in Star Stones and Stories. There's so much more coming through this body of work. I know I've been pretty inconsistent over the year of 2023 and early 2024. And I just want to thank you for your patience as I've been getting my bearings and going through my Uranus opposition and doing my own deep inner healing work. There's a new emergence of my work coming forth, and I'm so excited to share it with you and to share the ways I'm shifting and working one-on-one with people in private divination sessions. And so with that, I just want to say, please also ensure you are receiving my weekly Venusian love notes. I have a really important one that I'll be sending out on Monday, and I want to make sure that hits your inbox. If for some reason you feel like you've signed up for the Venusian love notes and they aren't going into your inbox, do check your spam. Make sure you list support@earthseatemplearts.com as a contact within your address book, and that will help ensure that those do make it into the inbox in their proper space. I just want to offer my love and gratitude for you. I know that if you're here in this space, that you are part of the soul tribe. I know that living on Earth right now is so multi-tiered in the sense that we go through so many experiences in any given day. And I just want to say that I'm so grateful for all the ways you're showing up in your life and all the ways that you're healing your lineage. And I really believe in you. I believe in your medicine. The world needs your medicine now more than ever. It's time to shine. It's time to be bold with your brilliance. And may it be so. May there be peace to the east. May there be peace to the south. May there be peace to the west. May there be peace to the north. Great Mother, thank you for supporting us. May we send peace deep into the heart of your crystalline core, and may peace radiate out into the cosmos through the great central sun of all of creation and beyond. And may that peace land right into the center of your heart and settle you with deep love and deep confidence and inspired creativity. Thank you so much for sharing Sacred Space. I invite you to dive into my offerings of alchemical astrology, mystery school teachings, and global pilgrimages at earthseedtemplearts.com. Ensure you are receiving my weekly Venetian love notes delivered each Friday to your inbox, and you can sign up for those at Earthseed Temple Arts. You may follow me on YouTube at Earthseed Temple Arts, Instagram at Earthseed Temple Arts, and also at Stars, Stones, and Stories on Instagram, where you will receive regular insights and updates about our current cosmic weather. My prayer is that you fully awaken to the reality that you are a hologram for the collective. By being fierce in your authentic truth, you have the opportunity to elevate life on this exquisite planet Earth. Crystallize your medicine.